Wind turbines are usually spaced far apart so they don't interfere with each other. But John DeBeery, a Caltech engineer, says a more compact arrangement might not only save space but allow the turbines to work together. He points to schooling fish.
As they swim, they generate vortices, these swirling currents in their wake, and those vortices will interact to help reduce the energy requirements of the whole school of fish.
Computer models show how to precisely place wind turbines for a similar effect.
As the wind is flowing past one of these wind turbines, in certain directions it's actually accelerated and directed toward the neighbors.
DeBeery says this could allow wind farms closer to cities, where electricity is needed most. With the National Academy of Engineering, Randy Atkins, WTOP News.